Marnie LaPierre, what title should I use for you?
In this particular case, I am the president of the Timmins Multicultural Society and chair of the 52nd annual Timmins Multicultural Festival.
This year's festival, coming up in about a week and a half, is bigger than ever, right?
We're working on it. Yes, we have absolutely some new programming happening.
You've added a day.
We have.
Tell me
We
about.
have.
Okay, so you've got Sunday, which is the normal multicultural festival in the arena at the MAC. I think it's pretty well known, but we'll get into that later. But you're also doing something on Saturday.
Correct. What we've found in talking with our membership and even some members of the public is everything happens so fast at the festival on the Sunday. There's lots happening on the stage. There's, hundreds of people coming through getting food, and they want to engage more with the groups and, learn a little bit more. And the same thing with the groups, they're there to share about their heritage and traditions. And it's just so fast. It's almost like a fast food joint. It goes so quickly. That we sat back and thought, there's an opportunity here to create greater engagement between the different diverse groups in our community. And so we are taking the first steps towards creating something which I hope is going to become huge. And that is an engagement between the groups and the public in a presentation format. So we have four or five that are lined up that will be discussing their various traditions and engaging with the audience. And this will take place on the Saturday at the McIntyre Auditorium, the smaller ballroom, donations at the door kind of thing. And it's a smallish, more intimate affair so that it enables better interaction.
Doesn't move as fast.
Does not move as fast. It's very relaxed. It's like you're going to come and sit down and engage with a guest speaker kind of thing, but they're all from our community. And some have been here, they're multi-generational, and others are very new. So it's kind of exciting to be able to offer this and, to create a bridge of acceptance, understanding, and excitement, for the event and for the community.
What time does that start at on Saturday?
We have a launch for 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and doors will be open a little bit before so that people can come in and get a seat. And we have it planned to run until 4 o'clock, but that depends on how engaged everybody becomes.
For sure. Okay, let's talk about day two now. Did you say this is the 28th annual?
52nd.
Sorry, 50. Where did I get 28? 52nd, of course. And that's in the MAC. Is there, I mean, after 52 years, you're obviously doing something right, so you don't have to add anything new, but is there something new this year?
There absolutely is. And this all started as a little project way back when, 52 years ago, of getting, groups were getting together to share dinners and things like that. So they made it bigger because there was such an interest. And at the time, the community was just becoming diverse. Now, with so many new nationalities being represented, we have exploded our membership. And because of that, we're able to bring in some new things as our newer members are getting more comfortable of doing things in the community. We have brought in a couple of what I call ringers, to start that interest in what the groups are doing. So, for example, one of the large groups that's new to our membership is the continent of Africa and all of their respective countries. And so they have connected our organization with a performance group from Toronto that does traditional African dances. So they're going to come in and do two sets. They've got these big, beautiful costumes. They are just absolutely wonderful to work with. And we've never had this type of performance in Timmins before. So I think it'll be very spectacular on the stage. They're, I think, amongst the first three that will be presenting on stage on Sunday. And they have their smaller costume performance, and then they have the large ones. So I'm recommending everybody to stick around for the entire day because it's going to be amazing. And then we've got a performer coming from Kitchener-Waterloo area who plays the alpenhorn. And for those that don't know what that is, if you've ever seen, that's the one, that's
Ricola.
the one.
Okay.
So that will be taking place on stage. And we have him up for once or twice, depending on how he feels. He's making the journey, I think, the same day. I'm not quite sure, but it'll be a long day for him.
Yeah, okay. So,
Yeah.
how many different groups are represented?
Oh, wow. We have surpassed 33. I think we're at 35, and 26 or 27 will actually be hosting booths. The continent of Africa, they all combine into one large booth. Latin America doubles up, of course. So they it doesn't look like everyone's being represented, but they definitely are.
Yeah, that's an
Definitely are.
eye-opener. Just that number is an eye-opener to how diverse Timmins really is.
Exactly. We doubled our membership over the last 4 years. So it's been wonderful to see. And the people who are new to our community that want to participate are so enthusiastic. We have a couple of brand new ones that have never exhibited before. We have representation from Iran. And I think they're returning after some time not having participated, but the Métis Nation of Ontario will also be present. So that is huge for us to have some newer representation out on the floor this year.
Is there anything else you want to add to any of this?
We're really hoping the community turns up. I am going to say that our region is going to smell delicious over the next few days because everybody is cooking like crazy. If you have anyone in your life that is participating in this festival, give them a hand. And anybody that wants to connect with their own heritage of the groups that are already represented, or if they would like to create one that isn't represented yet, please reach out to us because, when you have so many things to offer, you just build a longer table. So we are happy to do so.
If people want information, where do they find it online?
Well, the easiest way, of course, is you can Google Timmins Multicultural Society. And of course, we have a presence on social media through Facebook, Instagram, and I think we also have one on Twitter. They all auto-populate when we post. So,
Right, okay,
so
good.
definitely reach out to us.